vacation. He actually went on a cruise to Curacao, Aruba, and he's all down south in the Pacific. 16 days, I think. No, 15 days. Well, South Pacific. Sorry. Caribbean. She's down in the Caribbean, Southern Atlantic, Indian area. You know, down south.
How are you doing?
I was looking at Facebook. I don't follow Facebook anymore because I'm tired of all the crap. But I did have a little peek at it today, and I was kind of thinking, someone kept a little buggy cold thing, and he goes, "Why did we get you both? It didn't need it in the pool." I think it's one more than that. That one I wanted to snicker at.
I recognize one of them, but I
don't know. Yours?
Mine was good. One son didn't show up. I went on my Christmas.
The older one?
My youngest.
Oh, really?
Don't you hear it?
We have to take another
night because
that's
Oh,
he came.
Oh, he
came.
I know.
Does he have kids?
He has a fire who would be here because of all
that. Nice. We don't have any grandkids. But at least we got to spend it with our daughter and her new boyfriend. She helps a lot with dinner and everything. Well, yeah, but no, I went over there in the evening. Oh, they didn't have time to buy anything. Yeah.
Before we begin, can I ask you to silence all phones and other devices? Join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as 2021 draws to a close, we thank you for our friendships. And yet we are saddened by the passing of friends and neighbors in Holiday Park. Comfort those who have lost loved ones. Fill the void in their hearts. We celebrated with family and friends your son's birth. Thank you for this blessing. Thank you for these memories. Lord, be with us in our meeting this evening. Help us to use our good judgment as we make decisions for the benefit of the park residents. Help us to work together and live together as your people. Hear us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge of Allegiance.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll ask our acting secretary to call the roll.
Chairman Jack Emmerich.
Here.
First Vice Chairman Carol Summers, present. Cheryl Moore, secretary. Absent. Keith Richter, treasurer.
Here.
Paul Goblick, trustee. Absent. Gary Vincent, trustee.
Here.
Karen Allen, trustee. Absent. Richard Brooks, trustee. And Terry Steimer, trustee.
Here.
We are also joined this evening by Cherie Morris, our district manager. Welcome, Cherie.
I would like to begin with the chairman's announcements. The first is not so much an announcement as it is a commentary. I titled it Reflections on the Last Quarter of 2021. These were some critical times for the park. Residents had opportunities to express themselves. Voices expressed opinions. There was a meet and greet so the residents could meet trustee candidates. The election of Board of Trustees gave them a chance to express their choices in writing. The deed restrictions gave the residents yet another chance to learn and listen and then express their opinions on numerous occasions. Then they had a chance to vote yay or nay on the deed restrictions. It was in that time that a number of people came to me feeling stressed and distraught. Some were very concerned about the negativity they were hearing. There were questions, was the whole effort to update the deed restrictions for naught? I listened and I tried to offer some assurance. It was my opinion that we heard from the minority in the park. I mentioned the election in November when two very vocal board candidates didn't get elected. The park silent majority voted for the calmer heads in that election. Then in the sessions for the deed restrictions, more people approached me about the outcome based on what they were hearing. Again, I tried to assure them not to despair or give up. I had the strong feeling that the park residents would come through again and support the revisions, the changes, the deletions, and the new ideas in the deed restrictions. You can ask Becky about our conversation. She was one who was stressed as one who had been very much involved in this whole process. You can also check with Cherie and ask her about our several conversations. I encouraged each of them to remember the past days and join my more optimistic point of view. We hear the voices of opposition, but they are not the majority. These were conversations before the ballots were counted. So I had these conversations in that process long before we counted ballots on December 14th. As I reviewed my notes from the meet and greet session, I would have resigned if I felt that the board was doing such a miserable job as we heard that night. Do you remember the voices saying the board doesn't listen to the residents? There's a disconnect between the board and the residents. We don't listen. We don't know what the residents want. I think the events of the last quarter of the year say otherwise. The board has a good read on the pulse of the park residents. I would like to thank this group of people who have volunteered their time and energy to serve on the board. There are a variety of ideas and opinions that are represented in this group of people. It is sometimes a thankless job that we face. Yet you look past the negativity and continue to do the job you were elected or appointed to perform. So thank you, colleagues, for the job you have been doing and will continue to do for the benefit of the Holiday Park residents. I don't mean to offend anyone, but I think it's time to put the cards on the table and call a spade. And that's what I tried to do, and to give you, you know, substantiation as to why I have come to the point of view that the silent majority carries the day in Holiday Park. Okay. Now to some announcements. First, I just wanted to go on record that I directed Bruce Crabb, who chaired the committee to do all these changes to our procedures and policies and bylaws, et cetera, and Lori, the administrative assistant in the office, to follow through and remove 12, 13, and 14. Those are pages in the policies manual that were cleared up through the deed restriction passing. So those pages that were dealing with ownership in good standing, that's what 12, 13, and 14 were determined. So they have been removed. And I think under public comment, Bruce might make a word or two about the About Us book. I would like to leave in the mind of these people and you as well that I think we need to look carefully at a solution for when an employee is out sick. I don't think it's the best, my opinion, I don't think it's the best policy to have Cherie filling duty in the guardhouse or custodial or whatever. And I know some of you have talked to me about it, so I know I'm not the only one expressing that. But I know I also have heard comments from individuals that said, if the custodian is out, what is entailed in closing up, locking the gates, locking the doors, and making those checks? Could some volunteer board people maybe do this? Obviously, it's not something we want to think about on a regular basis, but it has happened. And I think it detracts from what Cherie can do, because when she's here at night filling in, she's not here in the office and can't really be doing much sharing with her office help and whatever else needs to be done. So I would like to leave that for the assignment for the next board to brainstorm and come up with some ideas of how we might fill that void. Moving on to number 6. Approval of the minutes from December 13th.
I make a motion.
You pull it up.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes.
Is there a second?
I'll try to second it.
Moved and seconded. Any comments or discussion from board? Residents? If not, raise your... Yes. This has to come up at a later time. We're dealing with the minutes right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, wait a minute.
When we come to public comment later, if it hasn't been addressed some other way by somebody, then we get back. No problem. It's a learning experience for us all. All right, board, you know the routine. It's raise your right hand if you approve the motion to approve the minutes.
Motion carried 6 yes, 0 no.
Thank you. Treasurer's report.
Yes, I assume most of you or all of you have the report that was left on the table. This is the summary page for November. And as you can see, the amount at the top is our budget for the 21-22 year is $1,330,808. Always the same every month now. The November, for the November, month of November, we have brought in $465,850. We spent $103,256, leaving a net ordinary income of positive of $362,594. Now we got to remember, we on this month, this last month, we get most of our income in the first couple months because that's when we get all the payments. Okay, the income from now on is probably going to, after December, will decrease a little each month. But as you can, and our expenses are a little bit high for this month because we finished paying some of the sidewalks and stuff off. Okay, and that was a project from last year carried over. Now, year to date, which is 2 months, October and November, our total income has been $468,734. Anticipated income still to come in that we haven't gotten yet from our budget is going to be $862,074. In other words, we're 35% towards our goal of bringing in our budgeted income. With 2 months, if everything was equal, it would be at 16%, so we're ahead of it. Total expenses is $339,756. Now, again, including some of the sidewalk that we had done, where we paid $250,000. Anticipated expenses still left is $991,052. Now, we have spent 25% of what we said we were going to spend, but again, some of that money is for that project. We should only be at 16, but I think we'll be okay when we come down. That number will change too. But those last percentage numbers are just so you know where we are according to if we were equal every month. The first numbers are where we really are and what we're doing and seem to be doing okay. Balancing the accounts, liquid assets, that's basically cash, is $1,291,648 are in our account right now. Any question? Yes.
Net reg is 409 holiday. How much did the 3 palm trees cost that were installed between the bocce courts?
You remember that number? I deal with too many
numbers. $975.
Okay. Next.
Joe Nocanero, 1180 Floral Court. And I've got a question on the assessment adjustments. We had almost a $30,000 adjustment downward this month, and I was just wondering what that, last month,
okay.
November.
What the adjustment was for last month?
Yeah, well, it says assessment adjustments. We
yeah,
had a
the,
negative.
The adjustments, we take our assessments, but we charge everybody, and then we do the and that's the, what do you call it, a gross amount. And then because the state is collecting these for us, they take a percentage, plus since the people pay early, they get another 4% off of that because that's what the state says for taxes. That's the adjustments. And that will change each month depending on how much they've collected.
And that was the $75,000 that was in the budget?
That's all the adjustments. Yeah, okay. That's the $75,000 basically is I've lost my thought now. Basically is a percentage of what they keep plus – a percentage of what people get off if they pay it off.
Is that common? I mean, do we do that every year?
Yes. The state taxes have been doing that for years.
Okay.
And it is a state tax now. Because we're a special district, so our fees are a tax, which, okay, you think, oh, we get a discount. But again, we save money because we don't have to pay somebody to have to go collect them. And I lost my thought again. Anyway, but if they don't pay, we can put them up for sale and we can get our money on a tax sale. So we will get our money that way most of the time. If we were collecting it, we wouldn't have the power to put them on a tax sale. So that's part of the reason.
You're saying that $30,000 is for people that don't pay? Are you saying it's for...
No. That's just fees from the state saying, okay, we collect it. We keep 2% or 3% of your money because we collected it. So that's what we do.
Thank you.
You bet. Any other? Thank you. That's it.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept the treasurer's report as presented and file it for audit.
Second. All in favor, raise your right hand.
Motion carried 6-0. Excuse me, 6 yes, 0 no.
Just a quick comment. For people that would like to see what the board does, it's posted on the board, and these back sheets are online on the website.
All right, let's move to the district manager's report. Cherie?
Okay, good evening. As I had mentioned that we had applied for the surplus, we did receive the check from the county for $9,788. We have also received the check for attorney's fees for 441 Holiday Park Boulevard and 1083 Greenview for $2,189.39. It was supposed to be $2,500, but we had to pay the difference for filing and stuff to close the cases for both of those properties. The auction will be January 5th for 280 Blossom. We're going to do the same thing with that as we did for 334 Holiday Park. The surplus on that property is going to be quite a bit more because it's been abandoned for, I want to say, at least 12 years. So we're going to really nail them on this one. I can't give you total figures right now, but we're on top of it. And as soon as the auction is confirmed, we will apply as we did. So I'm hoping in the vicinity of maybe 15 to 20,000. So.
Cherie, did you say a date for that? January?
January 5th. January 5th.
I thought earlier it was January 22nd.
No, January 5th is for 280 Blossom. There may be another auction coming up for 437. Okay. I'm not sure of that, because Huntington Bank is handling that. And they're being a little cryptic about it. That's something we're going to have to kind of do a little research on our own to find out where the auction or how they're handling it, because it's the bank. It's not the county. So I don't really know how that works. So we're going to keep a close eye on that. Now, 437, we're not going to really be able to get much surplus because the bank has been current with their assessments. They have not skipped a beat on the payments. And that being said is why we haven't been able to power wash it or even go on the property, because they don't really own it because it's been in the foreclosure stages. But now that the foreclosure is coming to fruition, hopefully, well, we got the people out of here. That's the number one thing. The number two is getting the house out of here or rehab. So we're still waiting on that. The LED sign is totally installed. It's a wonderful addition to the park. Linda Santa Maria, you're doing a really good job with programming it. It must be fun. I caught the tail end of it. So I don't know how everybody else feels, but I think it's great. I will be following up with Palmside Apartment Complex in back of the park. We still have that 6-foot space between the two fences. This has been going on, I want to say, as long as the park has been here, there's just so much garbage and debris. Y'all wouldn't see it because it's in back of the storage compound and our maintenance compound, but it really looks bad. And it's kind of OCD thing with me. I want it cleaned up. The manager there is very easy to work with. So after the holidays, we're going to get together and we're going to figure out how we can gain access and get rid of it and prevent it from continuing. The Australian pine and pepper trees in the compound will be trimmed after the first of the year. We had discussed that at the last board meeting. Alpine Dave is going to be doing the work. They came in again and inspected the suppression system in the range hood in the kitchen. They serviced it. They cleaned it. Everything is perfect. The changes to the deed restrictions are complete. However, there are a few things that need to be tweaked. I think Bruce can add more to this, but we are in the process of completing it and getting it to the attorney so that it can be processed with the clerk of courts and recorded. Even though we encourage all staff to stay home, if there is any indication they may be ill, the office has purchased two Abbott Binax Now COVID-19 antigen self-test kits. So we have two boxes. There's two kits in each box. We just have them here. I think it's a good thing to have them in the office. We did have a staff come in a few weeks ago. He was sick. I sent him home. He did not test positive for COVID. He had a cold. So we do have them on hand for situations like that. As the new year approaches, we look forward to new projects to keep beautifying the park. This will be directional from the board. I have a few things in mind that I will be presenting to the new board. And hopefully we can all work together and continue on the upward onward. We will be working on the capital expenditures and reserves for the 2020-2021 annual audit, and we will be working on the budget preparation for 2022 and 2023. We will be preparing the agenda for the organizational meeting tomorrow. It will be posted by 5 p.m. for the January 4th meeting. In response to Jack's comment on me working different job positions here, it doesn't happen very often. I like doing it. I like to know what's going on in all of the departments. This gives me a hands-on to see how they're operating, especially at the gatehouse, because I'm not there that often. We communicate on a daily basis. However, I get to see who is coming in, who's coming out, the procedures, making sure that everything is kept up with their login, their log books. So if it becomes a habitual thing, we need to address it. However, it hasn't. We had the seminar for the LED sign. I wanted Derek to be here. So that was about 45 minutes. So that's not bad. I don't want to have to go around and interrupt people's lives. However, if anybody would like to volunteer, Terry has from time to time worked the gate. It's not rocket science. It's actually pretty fun. And anybody who would like to learn, it's really not that difficult. Come and see me and we'll be more than happy. And that goes for locking up the clubhouse. If we have a staff that goes home sick, instead of me driving 40 minutes one way, I would like to think this is your building. I would like to think we can give someone a key and I can call them and say, hey, Earl's sick or he has a family emergency. Can you lock up? And Carol has offered as well. Then, you know, there's approximately, I don't know, 15 locks and we'll have a map, that door, the chain link, the restrooms, the laundry room, the billiards, the two lobby doors, so the pool. So I would be more than happy to share this. So I just want to put that out there. But I really do, and it doesn't interfere with my work because I'm in constant contact with everybody in the office all the staff. So it really does give me a good insight as to the operations of the park. The luncheon, thank you, HPPOA, was very nice. It was raining cats and dogs, so we didn't have a really good turnout, but the staff really enjoyed it. The leftovers went to the gatehouse because obviously they have more staff there. So every shift got to have a little taste of what we had. So far as the bonuses are concerned, it was concerning to me. I think that the folks that have been here for 4.5 years or 4 years, and this does not affect me, but I'm looking at the staff that have been here for 4 years and months. And then I look at a staff member that's been here for 4 months, and it didn't seem fair to me. And some of the staff did express their concerns about it. So I think in the future, I think the district manager, whoever it might be, I hope me. I think the district manager should determine what the staff gets for their bonuses, and then the board of trustees should determine what the district manager gets. I think the district manager is more, I know what everybody does, or the district manager should, and there should be a different way of giving out the bonuses. That's just my opinion. So if anybody has any questions, please let me know. I look forward to 2022 and some wonderful things that we're going to be doing in the park. Thank you.
Do we know who broke the gate?
Yes, we do. Oh, I apologize. I forgot to mention. I had stopped here Christmas Eve. I had some things to do in Palm Bay, and I was close to the park. So I said, well, let me stop in and see if I can answer phone messages just to kind of ease it up for when we came back on Monday. And right after I left the park, I get a phone call. Mr. Robertson had gone through the gate. The gate was halfway, and the gate attendant had turned his back. Apparently, he thought that he had pushed the button to open the gate. He hadn't yet. So he ran through the gate. Not only did he run through the gate, he ran the gate over after it was busted off. So that's why you'll see it's all warped. I called the CDA on Friday. They were closed. I called them again today, and they did call me back. They're closed until Monday. So we are first on their agenda to repair, replace, whatever needs to be done. But our maintenance staff, Jose actually, and Dwayne got the arm back on. It is functioning. It looks pretty rough. It does. But it's working. That's the most important thing is safety.
I have a question for you. If it was a resident that hit the gate.
It is a resident's son who has been coming in and out of the park for 16 years.
Okay. He has auto insurance, I take it. Can we hold him liable for the damage?
He is totally responsible, very apologetic. I have every piece of information, his license plate, his address, his name, phone number, mom's name number. He is totally responsible for whatever the cost may be. If it's replacing the entire system, he said, I'm loaded. He did.
So the main thing we have is his cooperation.
Absolutely, 100%.
Wonderful.
And he was very apologetic. Oh. I'll let you know, Pam.
Wait till we get our thing settled first.
Okay, Annette Regas, 409 Holiday. Did the guard call the police to report this? Because originally what everybody heard is the person ran through it and kept going. They had a tough time figuring out who it was.
No, that's not true.
Okay. You have his auto insurance information.
We have all the information we need.
Okay, because somebody promising to pay for it is wonderful, but, you know, somebody's word doesn't always hold up.
And I've also spoken to him today twice on the phone. So it will be taken care of. He was what?
Yeah.
No, he was standing. Okay, that's not true. He was actually standing, and he had turned his back. So unless he was sleepwalking, that's not true, Rick.
I know it
wasn't,
but I wanted to make sure it was
voice. Okay.
We can't say often enough, don't believe everything you hear at the pool. All right. Moving along to workshop items.
I know when the violation letters went out, the clubhouse got a few of them. I mean, the painting and the mold and everything, and I know the 30 days is up and none of that's done. So I was wondering what's going on with that.
We are in the process of getting it done. We had a maintenance staff down, like I said, for a week. That kind of put us a little bit back. We do have some painting that we're going to be doing around the top of the building. And the deck on the pool has been a sore spot with me since I've started working here. I don't know how to get rid of that black. I've had it professionally cleaned. I've had the guys clean it. I think they used bleach years ago.
Do we have a power washer?
Yeah.
And we can't try it with that?
It will come up for about a day or two, and then it turns black again.
Well, I think we ought to try it because I can't believe that would only be a day or two.
No,
and I mean, we're out there all the time in our bare feet, mm-hmm. walking around in the black mold.
Well, I don't think...
I just don't want us to get fined. I don't want us to have to pay a fine because our crew hasn't had time to get to it.
Right.
Know?
No. We have done it on several occasions. We can do it this week. I assure you, we really worked hard on trying to...
Well, I've been here 2.5 years and I haven't seen it done yet.
Yeah, it's been done several times.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Earl, I can pull Earl in here and he can tell you how many times he's done it. We actually bought a brand new power washer thinking that it was our power washer that wasn't strong enough.
Net Regus 409 Holiday. Just on the touch on the subject when you said about a custodian calling in sick. I think it would be a really great idea if all the trustees stepped up and volunteered in the event that the pool and the clubhouse needed to be locked down, that everybody on the board took turns in a chain, like, of filling in. So you don't have to come here all the time.
That works for me. That totally works for me.
I've already volunteered to do that, and I do plan on. I do plan on working with Cherie, but I want.
How many residents have stepped up too?
Okay.
Workshop items, letter A. I want to report so that this is on the official record that the deed restriction election results were 190 yes, 157 no.
I would like to add to that. I know that there's been many of you that questioned it. The count went very well. There were four of us on the board counting, Jack, Cheryl Moore, Keith Richter, and myself, and we did have people in the audience verifying the count. You may not be happy with the results, some of you. You may have wanted it to go other directions. And we understand that, that those of you that cast your ballots, your voices were heard. However, we did have 44 ballots that we could not verify who turned them in. That was the purpose of having your name at least on some portion of your envelope so that we could verify you were a legal resident. And if you're not happy with the vote, we couldn't count those ballots because we couldn't verify that they came from you as residents. It could very easily have changed the direction of the vote. So when we talk about not liking the way the vote went, or those of you that didn't like the way it went, please know that we did our best to make certain that those ballots were counted and counted legally and properly. And I think those that were here working and those that were here watching feel that we did the best we could, and the outcome was for the best of the park. So thank you for those people that worked on the project, and for those of you that are patient with us as we continue to move forward with them. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Carol. Mm-hmm. Any other comments? All right. That can be reflected in our minutes so that it's official, and all that needs to be done now is the attorney to send the material to the clerk of court so it can get filed, and it's all according to Hoyle.
Jack, could you just state the date it goes into effect? They are in effect now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The question was, when do they go into effect? December 14th, the day of the count. Okay. So they're in effect now. Okay, Rick, are you ready to talk a little bit about the vote on the bylaw amendment that you have offered?
Yes. One of the, as I spoke a couple weeks ago on, there really has not been anything in writing. There's been a lot of verbal on how we or when do we allow appointees to be sworn in for the reorganization. And my suggestion is, in event of, I'll read it. I don't have my glasses, so I may be mumbling. In event that the general election fails to fill a trustee's seat, those duly sworn members of the Board of Trustees shall interview any and all Holiday Park residents that have expressed interest in vacant seats by submitting a letter of intent. Then the vote on each candidate will be done individually. This would be done after those people that were elected are sworn in. It's just filling the board up so that when the various chairs are filled, everybody that's going to be on it, the board, will have an opportunity to fill one of those chairs. Those residents that are appointed to a chair by the majority of the trustees, voting shall take the same oath as the aforementioned, and then the board can proceed to the B part of the bylaws, which is then we go ahead and accept the nominations for the various positions. It's a little tough trying to read this, but that's basically what it is. It's putting it in writing for once and for all how it will be done, because I heard a trustee say it was done this way. I've heard several residents say, no, it's been done this way. And no, it wasn't done that way either. It was done this way. This puts it down in paper and writing and says, let's do it this way from now on. I guess that's pretty much it.
Rick, are you saying that if the Board of Trustees would pass this bylaw, this would go in effect now?
Now.
I have one question. I misunderstood from last week to what I hear this week, so I'm going to repeat this. The elected officials from November will be seated before the other spaces are filled. So the elected, the new board that was elected by the population
right.
will have a voice in who gets the empty seats.
That's correct.
Okay. Not at the same time.
No.
Okay.
No, they're, okay. That's the way I've got it written, I think. Right, Gary?
Well, that's why we have it on record now.
Yeah. Okay. That's my point, is that we have something in writing, and until somebody changes it, it's there, and it's the way it should be done.
Becky, step to the mic.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. If you go back through years and years of reorganization meetings, you're going to find some done that the appointments were done after and some that were done at the same time as the others. In 2012, there was 5 people. Only one person was elected. There was 4 appointments, and they did them before they did the reorganization meeting. The last 3 years, it has not been done that way, but you saw the fiasco we had last year. So
I would like to make one clarification on this. It's my fault because I missed it. Somewhere in this, it has to make a statement that this is for residents, Florida residents who reside in the park, which, I mean, it's kind of up there in the earlier part.
That's in our guidelines already. Yeah.
It's in the bylaws? Okay.
That's in the Florida statute, right?
Hi, Patty Peck, 1014 Willow. I did some research. The last 2 years, you did the oath of office to new members, new trustees, and then you did positions last 2 years. So if you want it in writing so that it's specific, your term starts January 1st. You shouldn't be installed before then if you're supposed to start January 1st. And that was what I was getting out of the discussion last week, last meeting. So what they've done in the last 2 years, they were installed, and then the elections, the positions were named.
Yeah, we need a motion before we can legally discuss. That's correct.
Okay. You open to more discussion by a trustee?
No, no. Legally, you can't discuss until you have an active motion.
We need them.
Oh, okay.
We're a little astray. We should have had a motion first and then discussion.
I make a motion that the board vote to approve this change to appoint applicants prior to electing the officers in the reorganization meeting. For good, not varying year to year.
Is there a second?
Second.
Now can we make comment?
Yes.
Okay. Last year, it's to my understanding that there are 7 positions, and we went through most or all of the year, all of the term, with only 4 of them filled. And we had 2 vacant seats until Rick and I applied. They weren't for the full term, but for several months at least. So it appears as though Holiday Park has a little difficulty filling the board and filling officer positions. So we should fill the board as best we can through appointees, applicants. It has to be approved by the new board. There's 2 right now that I'm aware of. I'm one of them. And we should be allowed to vote for the officers we're going to serve with for 2-year term. And we should be eligible to be an officer as well. Otherwise, you're tying the hands of the applicants, limiting our involvement, and reducing the representation for all the residents, and concentrating the power amongst, this year would be 7 people instead of 9. So I know Annette's applied, and so have I, and would like to be able to fully participate. I can't speak for her, but I think she would like to be appointed. It's just, I assume that, and eligible for a position as well. So I just think it's best for democracy that they that the board do this. Otherwise, we end up with unfilled officer positions and maybe people holding back on applying because they know I can't be an officer. I can't take any position, so I'm not going to bother. So we don't want to discourage involvement by our residents. I'd like to be fully involved in any way I can.
Any other comments from the board?
I agree with the concept that you're doing. I do have some thoughts that I'd like to share with you. And one is that as board members, as we go through the year, it's our responsibility to encourage our residents to take part in what we do. And we have general elections every year. We're supposed to. It starts in August when you submit your applications and letters of intent to show that you want to be a part of this board. It's the residents that elect us. And if we're not a board encouraging you to become a part of us, then we're not doing our job. You all are the ones who want to put the people up here. Your voices need to be heard through those elections. The ability to appoint people is wonderful, but if we don't encourage that election process, then you're not being heard. And I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. We could appoint and appoint and appoint, and I'm not having a problem appointing because we need to do that. We need to have our seats filled, and I agree with that. But I really think, though, throughout the year that we really need to make certain that our residents know how important it is for those of us that sit up here to be elected by you so that we don't have to appoint. So we need to encourage those of you that are interested to follow the process rightfully and legally, like Terry did, and like Mark did, and like Annette did, and like Keith did this year when we had the election. Because that way you have your voices sitting up here, not just those people that get appointed. So I don't have a problem appointing people when they need to be done. I just want to make sure that we do it and we do it right each year. But we need to continue to encourage our elections so we don't have to fall back on appointments constantly. And we need to have people that are sitting up here wanting to be active on the board. We cannot have someone sitting on this board going, I'm sitting here, but I don't want to do anything. I'm sitting here because I don't want to hold the chair. When you come up here, you have to be willing to work. And those of us that are willing to sit here, I think, are doing that. And I want to encourage those that may be appointed to say, yeah, I want to get in there and dig in, and I want to get to work tomorrow, because that's what it's going to take for all of us to be successful. And we're not successful without you guys putting us here and supporting us. So I wanted to put that out there.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Just one little adding to it. Every year we have encouraged. We usually start in March encouraging people. So it's a two-sided thing. We'll have the form. We had a shortage of forms this year, but we will have the forms. You come up and you ask. But like you say, it's a full-time year around thing that you need to apply. You can't wait till October to say, oh, I decide I want to be on the board, because then it's too late to register. So they are up here and we do encourage, but residents need to step up in the summertime when they're on vacation thinking, I need to sign up.
Yep, that's true.
Any other comments? Bruce?
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. First of all, I'm against this bylaw change going through. And I want to point out why. We have done it both ways, and I understand that. If somebody wants to be on the board, all they had to do was go to the supervisor of elections and put their name in. It kind of upsets me that this is thrown in at the last minute so that we can get one person appointed on the board that just got on the board. I'm sorry. That's not what this is for. The last 3 years, the reorganizational meeting took place. There were no appointments made at that meeting. And if you check the record in the park, I think the majority of the years, we have had nobody appointed at the reorganizational meeting. If you read, as much as you can read in the state laws and so on, and believe me, it's impossible to find anything, you're going to find that they refer to they're talking about the Board of Trustees held annually, da-da-da-da-da. And those elected at the initial election shall be elected to serve. They specifically point to elected. Elected means on the ballot at the supervisor of elections, not appointed. That's right there in the state law. We went through a couple of bylaw changes on the committee that I serve on. We did make major changes, I think, for the betterment of the park. I have in a letter from the attorney, and I have to say I disagree with our attorney on this. And the sentence that bothers me the most is when he sent this email through, he said, I would like to modify my position. So somebody talked with the attorney, and he changed his opinion before he wrote this. I don't think much of that. You're only paying for a person's opinion. And I have to tell you, you've heard me say before that we pay for bad advice, and then we have to pay for them to turn around and straighten it out. The letter that I sent to the Board of Trustees had four or five examples in there of the information that the attorney was wrong on, like the honor of good standing stuff. And I also have to tell you something else. I sent him a certified letter, receipt requested. He never had the decency to answer my letter, nor did he send it to the Board of Trustees. They had a copy. When I called for the resignation of the treasurer and assistant treasurer, way back in the Jody incident, because they covered up for him stealing, period. I am definitely against this change taking place and being put in at this time, at the end of the year, because it's only benefiting one person, and I'm upset with that. And I also got a feeling that trustees talked with each other, and that's a violation of Sunshine Law.
There are two applicants. I don't know how you can say one. Annette is an applicant, and so am I. And we're in the same position. Even if we pass it effective in 2023, it's better to get it done. I don't care when it gets done. I don't want it to favor me. But there are two of us, so don't say one. There are two. Okay.
Mark Bodle, 121 Holiday Park Boulevard.
Could you come a little closer so I can hear better?
Mark Bodle, 121 Holiday Park Boulevard.
Thank you.
I put my name in to come on the board a couple years ago. And because my wife was on the board, I think that the members of the board had made a decision that it wouldn't be good to have a husband and wife on the board. And I was okay with that. But I also saw, in my opinion, and I was disgusted by it, where very qualified people to go on the board were nominated and then passed over by the then people that sat on the board. So I made a decision at that time that I was going to put my name in with the supervisor of elections to be elected by the residents and not appointed by the board. I didn't trust the board because of what I have seen happen in the past. Now, I'm okay with you changing it, but I'm not okay with you changing it now. If you want to change it after this. And then going forward, that'll be the way we do business. However, I find it very suspicious after last year's process that we didn't do it then, and now all of a sudden we want to do it now. I have a problem with that.
Mr. Chairman, can I respond to that?
Yes.
Mark, it has nothing to do with people being put on. I was appointed because there was an opening. I haven't had the chance to run for election. Gary hasn't had a chance to run for election. And you know, if Annette gets on, she's had a chance. Why is there a need to post? Although if the board decides to postpone this for a year, I got no problem. As understanding that who is going to set up the next for next the January 4th, who's going to set that up? We already have controversy. It's done this way. No, it's done this way. It's done this way. All I'm asking is let's set up. It has nothing to do with anybody. I mean, it doesn't have to do with Gary. Gary and I have coffee sometimes. In fact, Carol drove by one day and I asked her to come in. Maybe you didn't hear me, but
I heard you offer coffee, but I was on the cart with somebody else.
Yeah, that was all right. We talk, but we don't talk about business. We know the Sunshine Law. No matter what is said, we understand that. In fact, the last conversation we had was about the Civil War. Thanks, Mark.
Any other comments?
Net Regis 409 Holiday. I put my letter of intent and I went through the process for the election. I did not win. Karen Allen won. Okay. There's always somebody who wins who doesn't win. As was the case with Robert Shortledge, Terry Simer got more votes rather than he. But at the time, we put in our letter of intent at the same time as Mark Boda. We have been trying, I know I have personally, I shall speak in first term. I have been trying very hard this past year to get onto the board to do something. Instead of standing here complaining, I would rather be on the other side of the table and have people complaining to me and me trying to figure out what I could do for them. But it seems I'm up against a lot of odds here. Now, even after the election, when the two of us lost, there were two seats still open. Now, in a perfect world, if you have organizations where you have people run for election and two win, but you still have two positions open, would be nice since the people have been encouraged to step up, and they did, that you offer those positions to those that didn't win that particular election, that seat, because they have stepped up to do something. Every time you turn around, something comes up to seem to keep some people off the board. I know there's people that don't like me. I'm outspoken. I'm very frank. I don't take anything from anybody. But when right is right, and when I feel that we, all of us, are not being heard, I'm going to speak up. And the only way I can do it without being dismissed all the time is to get on the other side of that table. I like this park. I live here. A lot of friends. I think it'd be a great park. But I don't like the idea of the old boys collection here of keeping me away from this in any way some people believe they can.
Any other comments? Bruce?
Bruce Crabb, 442 Nabley Court. I think the biggest thing that upsets me is people don't realize the amount of work that this board does. And this is a non-paying job, folks. But also, we had vacancies on the board all year. Where were people? They didn't step up. All of a sudden, now they want to get shoved in on office. I'm a little bit upset with that. I stood here for over 6 months. In fact, it was the beginning of this year. And I've talked about all the stuff that our committee has presented. All of it has been now voted on by the Board of Trustees. We made two changes in the bylaws, I hope for the betterment of the park. The board agreed with me on that. I'm upset that at least for 6 months, I said, we do not have an assistant treasurer. We do not have an assistant secretary. Yeah, Carol's doing it all. She's doing three jobs. But I have to tell you, when Lori and I spent 6 hours doing the deed restriction thing, 4 hours the first day, then we printed out copies. I gave one to Becky, me, and Cheryl, and we put in some other things that were wrong. And Lori deleted a couple of words by mistake, which we found and corrected. We added the table of contents. We added the last page where the park officials have to sign it, has to be notified. I stamped the park seals on both pages. Everything is fine, except we have a problem because our secretary is up in New York to January 3rd. We don't have an assistant secretary that could have signed it the other day, and it could have been to the court. So now we got to wait till the end of, another week and a half to get it signed, to get it to the court. So where are the people that wanted to step up and serve on the board when we've had empty seats? That's my comment. And yet all of a sudden now, 1 week before the reelection, we want to shove in new bylaws so that we can appoint people. No, this is absolutely wrong.
I have one last comment I would like to make. During the year, I know that we've been short chairpersons. And I know that when we appointed people to the chairs, when we lost people at the beginning of the year, those people that were appointed wanted to fill the seat as a trustee, but didn't want to take the chair. As a board, legally, we cannot function if we do not have our 7 seats filled. We have to have those filled. And have we been wrong this year? Yeah, we have. And should we have our finger slapped? Probably. But we still acted on your behalf as best we could. If you're going to sit up here, I don't care who you are, and I'm not pointing fingers at anyone. If you're going to sit up here, you need to be willing to step up and take a seat. You need to take a position and work, because this isn't fun and games. I mean, you instantly become the biggest a-hole, pardon my expression, in the park as soon as you sit up here. Unfortunately. And many of you know, in a position on any of our boards, ACC, HPPO, you automatically become the world's worst number one enemy. And it's not right. We don't get paid for this. But we sit here because we want to work for you guys. And if we're going to sit here, we need to be willing to do the jobs. So if you're coming onto the board and not wanting to take a seat, then get the hell off, because you have no business being here. Personal opinion. And if I offended you guys, I'm sorry. You got to be willing to do the job. So I like the idea of appointing people that I know want to take a seat because they're here and they're pushing to take that seat. But I think we need to look at how we present this, Richard, a little better, and perhaps reword it a little more so that we get them in the right way and we get them in the right timing and we make sure that we have more active participation by everybody. And I thank you for presenting this, but I think maybe we need to look at it and tweak it just a little bit more.
In what manner? I mean, you want your seats filled, but yet you don't want two people on the board? Or
No. I want to make certain that when we do it, when we say we're filling our seats in our reorganization, that those of us that are duly elected, you're going to continue to be on the board. Your turn is not up yet. He was elected. You were elected, and Karen was. So we have people that were elected. We have 7 people that are going to fill the seats. Those 7 people need to be willing to take a chair. And if they're not willing, then they need to step aside and say, let's pick people in there that are, like Gary and like Annette and like whomever else. You see what I'm saying? So we need to structure that.
I understand what you're saying. And we have the opportunity to put 9 people on this board before those elections.
Yeah, we do. I agree.
So let's put 9 people on the board before the elections, and we can fill those 7, because I'll be honest with you, I've already been a treasurer on a board. There is no way in Hades I'll ever be a treasurer on a board again. And my spelling is atrocious. I would not make a good secretary. Let's put it that way. But I'm more than happy to be second chair or something like that in it. All I'm saying here is let's give the people the opportunity to be here, to be voted upon, and the possibility of being on the chair. I have no more comment. I think it speaks for itself as far as I'm concerned. It's either a yes or not.
Steve?
Steve Ambrose, 241 Blossom. Just like a little clarification, you're talking about residents voting and that for people on the board. Does it have to be a permanent resident that lives here 12 months of the year? So us folks that are snowbirds that only live here 6 months, but we own in the park, don't have a say.
You have to be a Florida resident.
You got to be a Florida resident. So
yeah. You have to be registered to vote in the state of Florida. Yes.
Okay. So we can't do our comments. Okay. No, just wanted some clarification because you talked about them voting. And I'm saying to myself, ooh, I've never got a vote in the mail yet. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You should have got a vote in the mail for the bylaws. You did that. Okay. Not bylaws, deed restriction, because that's owner's vote for that.
I'd like to comment, if I could,
Terry,
about what you said, Carol, for some clarification. Are you talking about if someone gets a seat on the board, they must accept an officer's position?
I'm saying they should accept, because we can't function as a legal board without our officer's seats filled.
Well, I don't agree with that.
I mean, I'm not.
I didn't accept an officer's position when I got on the board, and I was nominated for vice chair, right, Jack?
Yes.
And I didn't take that. I refused the opportunity. But I'd been chair before, so I'm not an idiot. But I'm telling you, I do plenty of work for these people, which I'm one of, without being an officer on.
I agree wholeheartedly what I'm saying.
So I'm saying to you that if I had to take an officer's position, I would get off the board. Because I got plenty to do without concerning myself with an officer's position. I have plenty to do. Okay. Relative to the residents. So anyway, that's my position.
Jack, could I say something?
Yes.
Well, I can understand Terry not wanting a position on the board other than a trustee, because he did take on the biggest project in the park in the past year. He was out there in the blazing sun nearly every day during the week. And, you know, so he was maybe too busy to do an additional responsibility, whatever it might have been. Now, it's no secret, I'm pretty new in this park. I wasn't about to file election papers a couple months after moving in. But then I find out, after the papers are all filed and the ballots are produced, that there are unopposed, two unopposed. I was surprised by that. And one more where nobody even ran. And I was even more surprised by that. So the absence of people willing to get involved prompted me. I watched Rick get sworn in. I'm like, darn, there were two. I didn't know there were two vacancies. Well, I think I'm better than nobody. So I thought I'd give it a try and do what I can. And it's not easy. And maybe some people don't like me now. I don't know. I'm not really a Facebook guy, but I'm doing the best I can. Listen to both sides. I get criticized for talking to people that I generally may not agree with. But I want to know, because they're getting input from residents, and I'm not going to close off their views and all those residents that do come to them, like Annette. I want to know, why does she feel certain ways? I know there's people that support Annette. I'm not going to just cut her. I can't talk to her. I'll take the heat. If they want to throw me off the board because I sometime have talked with Annette or Robert, it's not going to sway my view. At least I can be better informed to another opinion, another view. If we pass this, I don't care if it takes effect on this January. Make it take effect in a year. I don't really want anything to cast a shadow on me where, oh, they voted this through so Gary can maybe vote on an officer or be an officer or take a position. I'd rather not. I don't want anybody to have any doubts about this isn't for me. This is for the park. And then the new board is going to have to decide who might be nominated and voted in a position. If they were to choose me to serve in some way other than just a trustee, if I get on, fine. If they don't, fine.
Yeah, yes, we're still in common.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I have to say that I have specifically asked at least three or four people over the past 6 months, will you please step up and be assistant secretary or will you please step up and be assistant treasurer? Everybody said no. We had two empty seats on this board, and Gary, if you had been to the meetings, you would have seen the empty seats, and if you looked at the agenda, you would have seen there was empty seats. We could not get people to fill seats. And I have to tell you, this is why we don't have an assistant treasurer or an assistant secretary. And I want to tell you, Terry, you have busted your ass for this part. And I respect that. And while I'm standing here, I want to say something else. Jack and Cheryl, who are stepping down from the board next week, my hat is off for them stepping up and serving their time and taking the abuse that they've taken. Thank you.
Are we ready for the question?
Yes.
I hear a couple of yeses.
Yep. Okay.
All in favor of the proposed bylaw as it stands? I'm clear on that. We haven't offered any amendments or add-ins. Okay. I said we haven't offered any amendments. It's what's printed here. All in favor, raise your right hand.
You want to read? I guess they want you to read.
Pardon me?
We're not quite clear. We don't know what we're voting for this.
You're not changing anything. We're voting what's printed. What was the...
You're voting on the amendment. Change the bylaws.
Yes.
Yes.
What was the count?
So far, you didn't vote and I didn't vote. We were voting yay.
You're right.
So there are four yeses, and and you're voting yes?
No, I'm voting nay.
There's four yes and two nay to change it.
You're voting to change the bylaw.
Right? To change the bylaw, to allow the new trustees to be appointed at our organizational meeting and then sworn in after the new people.
After the new people... After the elected people have been seated.
Correct. The heck is that?
So, did somebody shed hair?
No.
Your shoes. Muddy shoes. The sand in the shoes.
Cherie, we already said you shouldn't be doing these things. So the bylaw has passed.
Yes, it passed.
Pardon me?
Thank you.
The proposed bylaw is now in effect. The next one, and maybe we should wait for Cherie to get back in here with the 1042 Moonlight.
You're
You're up again. You want to read the next?
Do you want to give any background on the moonlight easement?
This is one of the Palm Bay homes, and it was purchased by Teresa Linton, and she, well, I guess, would you like me to read the letter, Jack?
Probably.
All right. Dear Port Malabar Holiday Park Board of Trustees, before I get into this, I'll give you a little history. Years ago, a portion of a lot was sold to 1042 Moonlight. That was the lot next door. It was just a small portion, but there were utilities on this little piece of property. So you have this little piece of property, unless you're going to put a dollhouse, which is ridiculous. What Miss Linton had to do is go to every single utility department. She had to go to AT&T. She had to go to Spectrum. She had to go to FPL. She had to go to Charter Communications. She went to every single one of these, and they signed off on it. Now, understanding that you can't build on this little piece of property, which now is incorporated into her lot. Am I right, Teresa? Okay. So what the last leg of this adventure is, the Board of Trustees needs to sign off. I can't do it because they specifically required the Board of Trustees to sign off on it. So this is where she is. Miss Linton is in the audience. She is just waiting to order this gorgeous brand new home. So I'm going to read you this letter.
Can I make a motion that we sign off on this?
I second the motion.
I think we all understand we're trying to put the park in a better position, give us some ground that back to an owner and do something with it. Because what we have right now is she wants to put a dollhouse on. You can't. We can't get the setup back, the setbacks far enough. It's just, we've been here a while and it's Christmas vacation. We can argue all you want about it, but it's something that's going to come out. It's going to pass. So I'd like to make the motion that we sign off on this piece of property.
I have a question. Will it affect the property on either side at all?
Teresa, come on up to the microphone.
To the mic, please.
Name.
My name's Teresa Linton, 1042 Moonlight Court. I'm sorry. Linton, 1042 Moonlight Court. So the easement are left over from when the property was two pieces. So there's a 4-foot and a 4-foot easement right at the edge of where the existing structure is. And I am putting a larger mobile home, hopefully, on this piece of property, and we need the easements to go within the outer 6 feet of the property to vacate the 8 feet and move the 4 feet easement over to the edge of the property.
So it won't affect the properties on each side?
No, it's still on my property.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and the city has already looked at it. The survey is where that showed up. It wasn't on the original home survey. That's why I bought the property. And when I had a formal survey done, this easement appeared on there.
Yeah.
So, but the city is ready to sign off on it too. I've already talked to the guy, and when it goes to the Public Works Department, it will be sent to the City Council for approval.
Thank you.
Once you guys approve it.
Any other discussion? Okay, board. All in favor?
Hold on, Jack.
I have a question. Just
Nick Regas, 409 Holiday. Question, is this going to be a precedent now for the park if they come across this situation again? I'm just asking. This is an out of the ordinary situation, but.
I would like to respond to that, and I think no. And the reason I'm saying that is because it's coming to the board, this is going to be on a case-by-case basis based yes. upon what's happening. A lot of these older homes that we are vacating and having pulled out are smaller, and we may run into times when there's going to be something a little larger. We need to look at it again. But I think it should be on a case-by-case basis, and this should in no way set a precedent. It should be addressed by each board at each time that it comes up.
Okay, thank you.
I would say I hope the president is that we look at each situation and do the best for the park. I hope yes. that's the precedent we're setting.
Yes, I agree.
Ron Foote, 214 Holiday Park. The ACC did look at this problem, but it wasn't within our control to vacate the easement. It had to come through the letters that Sheree got to vacate it. I mean, we worked with her, but there's nothing we could do for it. And, you know, that was kind of unique. You buy a piece of property quite a few years ago, and they added it on, and whoever added it on didn't do it the right way. So I agree with what she's asking for, and I think the board should approve it.
Thank you.
Hi, Stacy Vincent, 1111 Seminole Court. Hi, Ms. Litton. Did the city of Palm Bay have anything negative to say about you encroaching on the easement? Okay, it sounds like you got all your ducks in a row. Welcome to Holiday Park. It sounds like you guys are going to do it.
Okay, I'll call the question. All in favor of issuing the easement, raise your right hand.
6 yes, 0 no. Motion carried. Welcome, Ms. Linton. We're glad to have you as a part of our community.
Ron, I look at the agenda, and I don't know if they forgot the A or if you are CC. No.
She
you're just a carbon copy tonight.
No.
I'm glad I didn't have my hearing aid in.
I'm back. I haven't got a lot tonight. The main thing is when you fill out an application for work to be done on your property, on the front of the application, there's five lines that have a parentheses beside it. They need to be checked off before you turn in the ACC or we're not going to approve the project. The office doesn't have time to be calling people to get their contractor's license or their insurance. That's the responsibility of the homeowner, not a renter. This is only for homeowners can get ACC applications. And it's just a time-taking deal, and I don't think the office should do it. And I know I'm not going to do it. So it's up to the homeowner to have a completed application. It's self-explanatory on the very front. And if there's any questions, you can call one of the ACC people or the office, and we can fill it, help you out. But we're not going to be doing the work of chasing around to get your application approved. And the other question I had was, what happens with the application money? Is there a line item budget on that from when we get the turn the applications in? For the $10 fee?
Just other fees, other money, other income.
I just wondering because, you know, we do this year particularly, we did quite a few applications. So that's about it.
I mean, that's any money that's collected by the office for things they do is just other funds.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Jack. You did a good job. I'm happy to be working with you.
And again, I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, the office, thank you, Ron, ACC, the whole committee. You guys are awesome. Really, it's been a pleasure and continues to be a pleasure to work with you. Very thorough, very professional. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask Sheree a question. In my mailbox, I got a letter, I guess it's an email you sent around about a couple that wanted to know. I don't have my glasses. I think it was a rental.
Okay, we got an email for Holiday Park, and it's a couple, and they are disabled, and their daughter and son-in-law, Rick, is it their daughter and son-in-law, they want to move in with them. They're in their 30s.
No.
Well, that was my first reaction. We are 55 and older. The parents are 55 and older. Now, they are considered to be caregivers. I'm not crazy about it. I forwarded it to the board just to get their thoughts. You all should have gotten it. At any rate,
can I see it?
In my opinion, I don't think it would be in their best interest or the best interest of the park. However, we're dealing with ADA. We have to cross every T and dot every I. So I don't have the answers. I think there's plenty of reason why they shouldn't. In the long run, if something does happen to the couple and they have to go into some kind of assisted living, first of all, we're not assisted living. We're not transitional living, period. What their disabilities are, we're not allowed to ask. So I haven't answered the email. I don't think I need, I don't have to if I don't want to. That's the way it is. I would just like the feedback from you all.
So the email basically states they want their adult daughter, not son-in-law, but daughter.
Daughter,
so
okay.
One person. Now, we have a deed restriction that says no more than 3 residents to a household.
Correct.
So right off the bat, if there's 4 people, they can't come in. That's
right.
Our guidelines.
We also have a deed restriction saying if you have a family member come in they to help or whatever, they must be 40 years old or older.
And they have to be a qualified caregiver. So I think that from what I know of our rules, this would probably be no.
So
I agree.
So
I just want to make sure we're not. This happened to me at a different time and space in my life where I got set up pretty darn good. I did very well. I fought it. They lost. But we have to be very careful with something like this.
So are you looking, approval or disapproval?
No, I want
just
your thoughts and opinions on
comment.
It. Well, I know what I want to do. And if push comes to shove, if they push it, then we'll get legal counsel. I wanted to get all of your thoughts on this before we proceed. If they push it and they continue to be aggressive, then we're going to have to react or respond. Right now, I don't think we need to. I just wanted to give it to you all for your, you know, for your thoughts and concerns.
Okay, Net Reg is 409. One of the things that was discussed, and it was a question that was poised to representatives of the park, about caregivers. And I presented the question, if you have a couple in the park and need a caregiver, such as an adult child, but that adult child has a spouse, can they move in with the couple since they are a couple? And it was said, no. No.
Is that right?
Exactly. So there's no exceptions. 3 people in a house. If you change this now, you're opening the door to a lot of problems. But
oh, hell no, Annette. Oh, my gosh.
This is part of the deed restrictions
no.
that we just fought, you know, had all of these revisions.
This is why I brought it up. I am not going to respond. If they push the button, if they keep pushing this, and if they become more aggressive, I don't know if they will. I'm not going to respond.
Is that the
I
couple
just wanted
that was
you guys to be aware.
Was that the couple that was sitting right here when they came
no.
in to ask?
No. Okay. These folks haven't put an application in yet. It's just something down the road.
Excuse me for a second. We're on vacation now. Are we changing anybody's mind? Are we trying to sell something? Because I hear nobody here that doesn't is going to agree to this. So why don't we just say, no, we don't agree to it and get on with the meeting instead of wasting all this time?
No. This was an inquiry.
To rent.
Was it rent, Carol?
It says renter, yeah.
I mean, we're just.
Bruce Crabb, 442.
I didn't think it was going to come up at the meeting.
You have a perfect out because we just passed deed restrictions limiting the amount of rentals we can have in this park. So if it's a rental, they're out.
Does it say rental? I think it did,
No, we don't agree.
Are they a renter?
Pass that on.
I believe it says renter.
Well, that solves it right there because we're way over the percentage that we passed.
We're at 27%. I did not expect this to come up at the meeting. I just wanted it just out there. So
thank you.
If it did come into fruition, then we could have brought it
up. Thank you. Let's move on to the next item.
Thank you. What's next?
The reason I brought it up is I was wondering if you had contacted these people or if this is just a test.
Hi. Crazies out there. I don't know.
Thank you. Thank you.
This was just an FYI.
Okay. Trustee remarks or announcements? I thought we did public already, no?
No, we're talking ACC.
Oh. Okay. Public comment? I'm sorry.
Yeah. She's got to have a comment. I love it.
Becky Ernest, 205 Burrell Circle. I just wanted to remind everybody and make everybody aware that January 30th from 2 to 4, the HPPOA is having a meet and greet in this hall for anybody that has any questions from the trustees, from ACC, from any of the activities in the park. Please come, ask your questions, and get to know the park.
Thank you.
January 30th, 2 to 4. It's a Sunday. Everybody's free on Sunday.
Steve?
And thank you, Jack, for all your time and effort and that you have put into for the park.
Thank you.
I take it it's comments. So I just I got a couple of comments. One is a year or so ago, we talked about the compound, and it was brought up about we should be charging either a monthly or a yearly fee for people to have their vehicles down there. And I know it's been talked about off and on, and I'm just wondering if we decided on doing something about putting a monthly or yearly fee for people to park their vehicles in the compound. And my last comment is, if you're looking for a volunteer to lock up or something, you have my number, my email address. Just give me a call.
Thank you, Steve.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. To answer your question on that, the compound is an amenity of the park, just like the swimming pool, just like the pool room. So we don't charge you to go swimming in the swimming pool. We don't charge you to go in the pool room, so we can't charge you to park your trailer down there. That's basically what's happened on that. And while I'm standing here, I'll give you a quick fill-in on the committee that I was appointed to on the About Us book. We have worked for a year on this now. We have gotten everything passed. The deed restriction was the last one. We're now fine-tuning. I worked with Lori on all of this, and we got two or three other things we got to finish fine-tuning. We got to do the policies. Well, now we'll have to add this bylaw amendment in there to redo the new bylaws. And hopefully within a month we can get this book done. I hope.
Thank you.
And also thankful you to you for all your work.
Thank you to
your service. Now I guess it's board turn.
I got one question here. We've got two of these. One was said that our reorganization meeting was going to be at 7 o'clock. And then this one says at 11 o'clock.
It's the revised.
Okay,
copy.
It's 11 o'clock.
January the 4th.
The January meeting, January 4th, is at 11 o'clock in the morning. Bruce, I make believe I didn't hear you. We've been doing 11 o'clock for I don't know how long. I only go back to 2017, but. Okay. Terry.
Steve, I'm glad you raised that question about the storage area. I had a resident or two come up to me and discuss that with me.
Terry, speak to the mic, please.
And discuss that with me. Because of the fact was he was concerned, it may be real, it may not be real, that there was a person here who is paid, has a home, but is not a resident per se, doesn't even come anymore, but he has a home. But he uses the storage area to store his boat. Doesn't even come down anymore, but it's a lot cheaper for him to store his boat than it is here, than it is at wherever we have boat storage someplace. And he said that's not the only time that's happened or is happening. So I got to think about it, and I think maybe it's something we ought to discuss in the future and see if we can either raise it and talk about it or, you know, kick it to the curb, whatever you want to do. But I think it's something that needs to come up. So thank you very much, Steve. So we'll visit this next year. Okay.
Other comments?
I'm going to comment on that. Now that Terry mentioned it, I had a resident actually ask me about the compound as well. And I don't have a vehicle or anything back there, but I know that there's lots of things back there. And the resident that came to me questioned, and I'm not going to offend anyone, please, why is it that year-round residents end up having to pay off property when they can't get anything inside the compound for those that have spots that they're not here year round and the spot doesn't get used and blah, blah, blah. So is there a way that we know who has them and how long they have them? And if they're not here, can they not be used by someone else, or are they just used year round all the time?
It's first come, first serve. We do have a waiting list. People do move, people sell, people get rid of their items in there, but it is first come, first serve. Obviously, it's for owners only. If you rent your home, you're not entitled to have a space. And that has gotten, we are having a few issues with that, which we're dealing with at the office right now. But the rule is, if you're renting your place, you give up all your rights to your space in there. And it does not mean that your tenant gets to use it. They do not.
Good to know. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Other comments?
Yep. Hey, now, come on. I'm a good person, and I try to be nice and quiet. I would like to take this opportunity, and it's already been done tonight, to thank the people of the board. As I had said earlier, this is a thankless job. And everyone that has set up here, especially Terry, for the work that he's done this year on our sidewalks. He definitely went above and beyond the call of duty. And I think he's done a great job, and I appreciate all that he's done. For all of those that's sitting up here, Jack, thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving me the opportunity to serve with you this year, because it's been an experience I will treasure forever. And I'm sure that you will be missed by many of us, because you've given us guidance and you've given us help whenever we've asked. And though Cheryl isn't here, I'd like to thank Cheryl as well. She's been a voice of reason. Oh, she's on. Good. She can hear. She's been a voice of reason that we've often going, why did she say that? But it's a good thing she did. And I appreciate all that she's done as well. So thank you, each and every one of you, for stepping up, stepping to the plate. You're great people to work with, and I look forward to the next year. May God bless us all as we continue and move forward. Thank you.
Just everybody have a safe and blessed new year and holiday season. Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion. We adjourn.
Second. Happy birthday, Terry.
Happy birthday, Terry.